The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Independence Day weekend. A quick program note, Monday is a holiday for all of us in Salem Media. And yes, I'm taking advantage of it. So I will not be here live on Monday, but Jeff, my engineer, is putting together a fabulous best of program. Oh, it'll be the best of the best of the best of the best of Bob Burney Live. And that will be airing on Monday. Now, let me get into the whole patriotism, Independence Day thing, and so forth. You hear me say it all the time. The devil lives in the extremes. And that is certainly true with patriotism. The devil lives in the extremes, and we are seeing the extremes today. We've got the liberal left who believes that patriotism is wrong. It's evil. To love America, to love your country, to believe in American exceptionalism, to thank God for America, to be proud that you are American, to be proud of your flag is wrong. It is evil because we must become citizens of the world. And then there are, of course, those that believe that America is just bad, wrong, evil. And who would want to celebrate an evil country? Hey, I got news, folks. I've had the privilege, and this doesn't make me an expert on anything, but I've had the privilege of visiting either 31 or 32 different countries around the world. There's no place I'd rather live than the United States of America, even with all of our problems. There's a great deal of emphasis right now on the plight of minorities. Now, again, I'm not an expert on anything, but I can tell you this. There is no country on planet Earth where racial minorities have the opportunities that they have right here in America. And that includes Africa. I have not been in every country in Africa, but I've been in a lot of them. I've been all over the continent of Africa. And there is not a single place in Africa where you have the opportunities that an individual, black or white, would have here in the United States of America. No, that's just the truth. But anyway, we've got the liberal left who is condemning patriotism, the flag, the Pledge of Allegiance, and all of that. I believe that's a devilish, evil extreme. I really do. But as in everything, there is also the opposite extreme, where I have known many people whose patriotism rose above their allegiance to God. That's wrong. I am a red, white, and blue proud American, but hey, folks, listen, my first allegiance is to Jesus Christ and his kingdom. I am a member of two kingdoms. I am a member of the United States of America, and I am proud of that. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way, and I'll get to that in just a moment. But it is wrong when you put patriotism and your allegiance to your country above your allegiance to Christ and even to your church. Let me illustrate that just really quickly. Let me give you a quick story from several years ago. I did a little experiment. I was pastoring a wonderful church in Westerville, Ohio, and someone had donated a beautiful flagpole out in front of the church. Big, tall, it was beautiful, it was gorgeous, it was lit at night and so forth. And we were very proud to put the American flag up at the top of that flagpole out in front of the church. And again, there is nothing wrong with that. And if I have time, I'll get to that in a moment. But I did a little checking one day because I thought that maybe we had some people in the church whose patriotism was greater than their allegiance to Christ. And so we had, I think he was a Marine in the church, and I said, I want you to check on official flag protocol, and I want you to find out if it's okay to fly the Christian flag above the American flag. And he did some checking and so forth and came back and said, yes, there are just a few instances where you can fly another flag above the United States flag, but the Christian flag is one of them under certain circumstances. And we determined and we checked with a local, I think it was a Marine office, that it was okay. And so one Sunday morning, I told our custodian, when you put the flag up on Sunday morning, put the Christian flag above the American flag. Now, folks, I've already said it. Let me say it again. My first allegiance is to Christ, not America. And you're listening to a very, very patriotic American. But my first allegiance is to Christ. Many, many people died for my freedom, but none of them died for my salvation other than Jesus. Countries come and go, but Jesus is eternal. So, no question, there should be no problem with putting the Christian flag above the American flag. Well, we did. Oh, my goodness. Did I stir up a hornet's nest? Pastor, they made a mistake. Whoever rose the flag, put the flags up, made a mistake. You can't do that. The Christian flag is above the American flag. You can't do that. That's wrong. You got to take that down. Take that down. People were angry at me. And I just said, just hold off. Just wait. When it came time for me to approach the pulpit and preach the morning message, I said, folks, that was not an accident. But it was an experiment. I wanted to see where your allegiance was. And evidently, some of you have an unbiblical and unbalanced allegiance. And I explained to them kindly. I didn't yell at them. I didn't get mad at them. But I tried to explain calmly, folks, listen, you better get your priorities right. One day, if Jesus doesn't return, the United States of America will probably not be here. That we just learned that from world history. The greatest empires in the world rose and they fell. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope it never happens, but it could. But the kingdom of God will not. 10 billion years from now, the kingdom of God will be alive and well. So, the far liberal left, wrong. It's okay to be patriotic. It's fine. It does not violate biblical principles, Christian principles. It does not compromise your walk with Christ to be patriotic, as long as your allegiance is first to Christ. We saw this in the last election. When our candidate did not get elected, people flipped out. People lost hope. I mean, people went crazy. Their whole hope was gone. I was deeply disappointed. Deeply disappointed. But nothing happened to my hope because I never put hope or trust in Donald Trump or any other politician. I don't put hope and trust in the U.S. I respect, I honor, I thank God for the United States of America, but I don't have faith and trust. My faith and trust is in God and His Son, Jesus Christ. I said all of that to get to, we got to stay away from the extremes, okay? And there are people that are far to the right who are more patriotic than they should be because it harms their testimony for Christ. But in the middle, it's okay to be patriotic. I'll continue that discussion when we come back. Hey, agree, disagree? You have something to say about America? You want to thank God for America? Hey, it's Friday. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, we got the liberal left extremely saying you can't be patriotic. Terrible. We live in a repressive, evil country. No, we do not. Are we perfect? Of course not. Never have been, never will be. But still the greatest country on planet Earth right now. And now think about this. This is just practical. With the liberal left, you know, they reject common sense. If our country is so bad, if our country is so systemically racist, why do millions, and we're talking millions of people, try to come here every year? Why do people risk their lives to come here? Why do hundreds of thousands of Africans immigrate to America every year? Can anybody answer that question? If we are... Okay, I get it. We have further to go. We need to improve. Yes, we need to continue going on with really treating each other equally. And so I agree with all of that. But we have so much to be thankful for. Then we got the far, far, far right, where their patriotism actually trumps, no pun intended, their relationship with God, their church, and so forth. There is not a single verse of Scripture that prohibits us from loving our country and being patriotic. Not a one. None. The Jews loved their country, their nation, and God commended them for their love of their nation. There's nothing in Scripture that tells us that we should not love our country as long as our priorities are correct. Well, it compromises our Christianity. I suppose it can, but it should not. Now, again, it's no big deal. I've traveled to 31, 32 different countries. Some people have been to 60, 70, 80. Some people have been to 100 different countries. So I'm not saying I'm anything special. I'm just saying I have been to many places around the world with fellow Christians, and in almost every case, those people love their country. I've been in Moldova 20, 21, 22 times. All of the churches have a Moldovan flag in their church. They love their country. When their country is prospering, they are happy. When their country is overrun by the communists, they are sad. Been in the Philippines. I think every church I was in, Filipino flag. I was in Indonesia just a little over a year ago, a year and a half or so ago. Visited several churches. I believe they all had an Indonesian flag in their church. They loved their country. They loved their customs. They were patriotic. And you know what? I thought it was great. At no time have I ever thought, these people love their country. What is wrong with them? I've been in countries where they sang patriotic songs in a Sunday service, didn't understand them, but I had no problem with it at all. I've been in Russia. I've been in Ukraine. I've been in Cambodia. They all love their countries. And the Christians in those countries love their country. This weekend, celebrate our freedoms, celebrate our liberties, and don't listen to those people who try to portray our founding fathers as demonic, evil, white Europeans. Did they have faults and failures? Yes. So did the entire world at that time, by the way. The sins of America were the sins of the world at that time. Did it make it right? Of course not. But it sure puts it into perspective. If you listen to many on the left today, you would think that the United States of America is the only country on planet Earth that had slavery. No, it was prevalent on almost every country, almost every continent, especially Africa. Oh, Africa had a terrible slave problem. Yeah, check it out historically. If you want to know the truth, if you don't want to know the truth, well, then don't. This country has been uniquely blessed by God. We have made mistakes. We have had failures. We should not sugarcoat those, sweep them under the carpet. We should not, however, exalt them over the accomplishments of this country and millions of people around the world that our soldiers have brought liberty and freedom and died so that they might be free. No country on this planet can boast the good that we have done. And so we look at it in a balanced way. This weekend, celebrate America. Celebrate our freedom. Celebrate our liberty. Celebrate our birthday. And pray for revival. That's what we need more than anything else. And by the way, fly a flag or many flags this weekend.